If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Back in the studio today after a field trip to Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland yesterday. That was a lot of fun over there with Phil and John and company.
Phil
and John.
I just enjoyed that John has his own seasoning with his face on it. That was kind of a cool thing we saw.
Kind of cool. It was incredible.
It's awesome.
Steve's sitting incredibly close to me. It's awkward. There you go.
Give the man some space.
Know that. Well, I was. You're right. Put your headphones on.
Because we were right next to each other yesterday.
he liked that closeness, you know? Made him comfortable.
Jake, move over. Get over here next to us. Put the band
together. I'll be right there. Give me a minute. I'll be over there in a second.
Phil Ruhlman is who you're talking about.
Yes,
and
yes.
John Benton.
That's right. From
Phil
Ruhlman Steakhouse on Highway 6 in Ashland.
You see it on my hat, Steve.
You would call Phil the owner of Ruhlman.
That's right.
Yes, but they are
partners. Yeah, they're partners.
They're partners in this. Yes.
That's right. Thank
you. They both have a financial
stock
in the system.
Correct.
Stake, we'd call it.
Yes.
Stake.
Nice. Oh, the old play on words.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
I am a writer.
You
yes.
are.
Deluxe writer. John Benton is the chef, the lead chef.
I bet it was packed last night. It's a beautiful night. I bet it was absolutely packed.
I bet it's packed tonight as well.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Sunday brunch. That's what they do at Ruhlman
Steakhouse.
Point. Yes. They do there.
Right. And Tuesday. Okay. No, it'll be closed.
I don't foresee us eating steak at 7:25 this morning, but we will always have yesterday morning for that.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was great.
Wasn't that fun?
The potatoes were ridiculous. Those mini potatoes, they were so good. And they sent us out with a parting gift.
That was quite a gift.
That was quite a gift.
A We're bag humbled. Of steaks and hamburgers.
Yes. I'm humbled.
And seasoning.
I'm humbled. You guys, we can... this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by...
Newton's Lawn Care.
Andrew.
Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall.
Sometimes I reveal myself as a babe in the woods with questions to you guys who are a little more worldly than I am, and I haven't enjoyed the finer things of life at all, hardly. When Bill bought some bourbon, some Ruhlman bourbon, so I've got this notion I'm going to drive back there and buy that bottle of bourbon, the Ruhlman bourbon. What do you do? I think the conversation gets complicated from there. If you just go straight bourbon, do you have to buy some sort of special ice cube?
The cube, the large cube.
Big cube.
Do you have to buy that?
It's preferred. It doesn't melt near as fast at the same pace. That's one of the reasons.
Oh.
So they also have like bourbon stones. You ever seen those? They have the stones that you can use. Yep. But yeah, and plus you have the unique looking. It makes it look cooler. If you have the big square or the sphere.
The sphere.
Yeah, I like that also. It's a cool look.
The bourbon, the bourbon splashes around the sphere, which doesn't melt very quickly. And the bourbon retains its taste. Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so you guys are smart. Where would you buy this sort of cube?
This cube you're looking for would
be... Or the sphere.
I actually don't know.
They're available at almost any liquor stores would have them. They would have them. The Still has them here. They have different ones they have. The coolest one that I've seen is that a friend of mine, Brett Wall, bought these for me. And they're a glass and it's silicone. You put the silicone in it and you fill the water up, and it just fills half of the glass at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And when it freezes, you pull that silicone out, and so you have a glass, and at a 45 degree angle, it's frozen, and then you pour your bourbon into that, and it's just a cool.
It's a long process. Actually,
it's a long process. This is something you got to be. It's not like hey, 2 hours ahead of time. No. This is well done. It's gonna be a full day.
Yeah, my inclination right now is just to use traditional ice cubes. I mean,
which I'm just gonna start with this right now. That's not wrong.
Okay, I didn't know where you're going.
There will be someone that'll act like that. Like, so how you do? Just stop. Just do whatever you want. It's fine.
Nux.
Yes.
I wondered where you're going with that. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Ben, we have got Ben's attention with this.
Does Ben like bourbon?
Ben likes to sip on a nice bourbon. He loves himself. He does.
He looks like that, doesn't he? Nice bourbon guy
He's look at him over there.
Ben, with that hair, he's
sophisticated. Oh, that's right.
He's a state champion. Yep. Ben, you're a state champion, and you will be on the ballot for Hall of Fame. At Columbus Lakeview. He'll be on the ballot, state champion. How'd your one act play do? Was that state champion also?
He says so. He get one of these.
Talk to my sister about that. See what went wrong. She had numerous state champions in that area. So talk to her about
Hall
that.
Hall of Famer Tamara is also a Hall of Famer.
So you guys will be together. And then plus voice of the Columbus Lakeview football is a lot.
The Vikings?
The Vikings. Did you get animated, Ben, when the Vikings made a big play? I could see it. Oh, I could just see him up there. I just see him in the booth.
Can you imagine Ben like a Gus Johnson just going crazy?
Yes.
Not one of the crazy ones. Oh! He's got to run away from the cops' speed!
Yeah.
What about bad calls? Were you all over the refs?
Were you?
He has more class than that.
Well, he's on the PA system. You're on the PA system, right?
Yeah.
Or are you calling the game on radio?
I'm guessing PA.
Yeah. I thought maybe he's the voice that he was maybe calling it. Oh yeah, over the PA system,
on stream.
So Steve Schindler at one point in time.
PA system.
First and 10, Columbus.
Yes, that's what I thought. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's what I thought he was doing.
I thought
third and two situation here.
There's young Ben.
Will they go for it? That would be incredible.
Does anybody do that?
Oh, yeah, they have PA.
PA system is in every football
every game.
What will they do? But is there running commentary? Yeah.
Well, not so much running commentary, but it's more information.
Third and two, what will they do?
Yeah. We need that PA system in our life.
I would love to be doing that.
He's supposed to be matter of fact. What's he doing?
Oh, interesting call.
No.
Oh, they're going to punt. Crowd doesn't agree. We need that PA in our life.
You would be incredible in that role. People would be dumbfounded. Is this commentary?
What's happening up there in the booth?
Shindaddy at one point in time jumped into the... This isn't shocking now.
Shindaddy.
Jumped into the booth for Legion Baseball. And at one point in time, a situation happened. And it looked like he maybe was a little shaken up. Someone out there on like third base. And he goes, I think he's clearly more embarrassed than he is hurt.
Send it over the PA.
Send it over the PA system. He's clearly more embarrassed than he is hurt.
It's just well done.
Shindy with the commentary.
Marv Kubik was our voice. Marv Kubik. Yeah, still
Who's
alive.
R? Who's R?
What's that? At Pender. High. When Pender. I was playing like that, yes.
But he kept it probably professional.
Yeah. Yes.
Bush connects with Roberts.
Yes.
Duke Roberts. That's right.
Yeah.
You were the QB.
Duke used to tell me when he sometimes...
Bill was a QB.
He's the QB. One of his routes, you know, when he called, he goes, throw me an overhead. That means throw the ball that he catches over his head. Not the route.
Willie Mays style
here. He would say in the huddle, throw me an overhead.
How'd that go for it? How'd that connection go?
Well, it went pretty big. How did you handle that?
We had a couple of big connections.
Literally, he would tell me.
Did you snicker?
Throw me an overhead.
Did he take the credit or to give some to you for the throw?
He took the credit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that's Duke.
He took the credit.
That's Duke.
He laid it in there, though, didn't he?
Laid it in there, yeah. Duke was all conference.
So Duke was legit.
Oh, he's a dude. Oh, yeah. He was the top three wrestlers ever at Pender High.
Oh, no
incredible.
Kidding.
Yeah,
no
yeah. Kidding. And he was a trackster, too. He's multi-sport and baseball, of course.
Wrestler trackster is an interesting combination, but Duke could pull that off. What position did Duke play? Was he like a running back, fullback?
Wing back. The old
Oh, he's
wing
a little back. Wing, a little
guy? Wing back, yes. Carried the ball, multiple. Played inside linebacker at 5'8". Incredible tackle.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Beast.
Make a lot of tackles.
He's a beast.
He was.
He was a beast.
All right, that's some idle
Anything else for idle chit-chat before we... You want the roll call or not?
Are we doing roll call?
We're doing the roll call. Let's do it. Idle chit-chat sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Again, please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. It's now time for the roll call. It's a Friday. We ask people where they're listening from, their name, their age, and what else do they bill?
What's their favorite cut of meat?
That's a great question.
I'm the strip. I'm the New York strip.
Strip.
I'm filet mignon.
I'm sirloin.
Well, got it all covered then.
Is it the cowboy? Is it the bone and ribeye? Let us know what it is.
402-464-5685. Also, we'll check out YouTube and Facebook here as well.
Hold on. We have a matter
We
to
have a problem.
Right
all of a sudden, the show just turned to it. It's been bitter. Ben doesn't want to participate.
In the roll call?
He doesn't have a favorite cut of steak. You have a favorite cut.
You don't eat steak?
Yeah. Ben, you've all of a sudden... You've ruined the show.
Yeah,
Just give us a cut.
The four-legged stool comes back together, and all of a sudden, Ben's doing this.
You have to have a... we're taking you to a steakhouse.
Yes.
You're taking you to Ruhlman's.
You're going to Ruhlman's.
You're going to eat a steak
Imagine
properly.
That one. A nice lady or gentleman comes over like that. And what would you like? Steak.
I don't know what kind, though.
Palms up.
Whatever.
You going
Whatever.
Palms, don't go
Your
palms
choice.
Up.
Your choice.
Go sirloin. Say sirloin.
Okay,
say,
here we go.
Say I'll have an 8-ounce cut of sirloin.
It's good, and it's the cheaper one, too, typically. Okay, St. Potato, age 34, doing some heavy squats right now at Kratos this morning. Didn't give me
a
cut of meat.
Does he have a spotter? Let us know, St. Potato.
Important. Crowbar, 32 years old, David City, says, ribeye, favorite cut.
Nice, likes the ribeye.
The ribeye's good.
Philip is driving on I-80 through Iowa right now with the vomit sign on that one. Huh? Going through Iowa.
Oh, without his vomiting.
Yeah, he's vomiting.
Simple took for first. He didn't like our steak.
Nope. Doesn't like Iowa. Ed in Lincoln is currently on a motorcycle trip in Arkansas near the home of the Razorbacks at this very moment.
Oh, that's a beautiful area.
He's near Fayetteville.
Whip through that campus. You'll be amazed.
So he's listening to a show on his cycle.
On his motorcycle.
Yeah. Right and now. Texting. Is that safe, Steve? I don't feel like it is.
Please pull over and text.
Especially on the motorcycle.
He might be at a stop or
I hope
something.
St. Potato's not actually physically squatting with his phone in his hand. That'd be
Did you get a spotter?
Yeah. What's that?
Do you have a spotter when you do it?
He's in the squat rack.
He builds doing squats right now. Yeah, after the show and goes does some squats.
I couldn't imagine.
Chris Gadowski, your spotter.
I couldn't imagine at any point in time right now, are you at Planet Fitness like that? Hey, can I get a spot from you quick? No. I couldn't imagine asking anyone that.
No, it doesn't happen. You're right. I keep it rolling.
Okay, Tony in Fort Bragg, age 39, says favorite cut is a T-bone. Ryan in Delaware, age 39, T-bone. Likes ribeye. John in Roscoe, Illinois, age 41, New York strip. Sanderson, also New York strip.
Sandy.
Yep. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48, prime rib.
Hey, stop for a second.
Nothing wrong with that.
Think about Ben, what he's learned today about how to drink bourbon and just say T-bone.
He's life skills, young Ben. Life skills.
T-bone's really good. Seriously, T-bones are good.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, filet mignon, GBR, he says. Wet blanket, westbound on I-80, texting and driving. Filet mignon. That's two people texting and driving right
WB,
now.
Has he ever texted us and identified himself as driving a car?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Nope.
It's the first time that, that's incredible. Yeah. Thank you, wet blanket.
Yeah. Now, this is going to anger you here. Jake hates me on the text line. Says, my favorite cut is ground beef.
No, I don't think that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I do. I got a problem with that.
That does not bother me. I'm okay with that. Because there's numerous times if I had, it's 50-50 with me, if we sit down and I have the option of steak or a really good burger, that I'll take the burger. It's 50-50.
You've expressed that.
Yeah, that's big for me. Yeah, that doesn't bother me one bit. Ground beef is incredible. And then when you get the really good ground beef, like what we were sent home with from Ruhlmann's, that's a different game.
Guys, I gave my burgers to Missing Tooth Greg for all the work he's done for me, engine work, etc. He said those burgers are extraordinary.
I can't wait to try mine.
Okay.
Now me and Jake feel like we're insufficient because we didn't give ours away. We haven't gifted ours.
You can still do it.
I've not opened my box. I'll give mine away. I'll find someone. Text in if you want the burgers, I guess.
I intend to eat mine.
Steve's like, I'm better than you guys, and I help friends out. I was gifted, and I thought I would help them out.
I'm the king of regifting, okay? I am. I am the king of regifting.
Bearded Ben, Holton, Kansas, age 59, filet mignon. Kip in Malcolm, age 33, ribeye with lots of marble.
Ooh. Yes, nice. Yes, sir. That's where the taste comes from.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 31, Delmonico steak, he says.
Ooh, not familiar.
That's Kidville. It sounds not fancy. Sounds fancy.
Well, it's from Delmonico's, but
what's Delmonico?
That's a steakhouse.
Okay.
But there's probably a certain cut they have. It's not going to be a part of the cow we're unaware of. It's somewhere within the we've already talked about. It's not being kind of like, okay, it came from the cow's calf. Right. No, that's not it.
Boone and Firth on the way to Beatrice, age 53, filet. We got ribeye rare. Josh in Chico, California.
Chico.
There's a pressing question I need to address. Does a cow have a calf? Does it have a calf?
I would think so.
Wait, what
there's just a straight leg.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that there's anything there.
I don't know.
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Does a cow have a calf?
They can run pretty good.
It's just a straight leg.
I've never heard of like a cow having a calf pull.
No.
The questions that you ask.
I don't know that they have a calf.
Is there meat on the leg that's edible? Right.
There's something edible there. I'm sure there is.
Maybe.
Kodiak Bear in Onawa. Not Manawa, but Onawa. 38 New York Strip. Dustin in Lake Alfred. Oh, Ben, have you not lived about the steak situation here?
Ben.
He just doesn't know.
He's 20 years old. Give him a break here.
Yeah.
He's still got some time here.
Well, hang on now. We can't say give him a break when you lost your mind when Ben had no take.
He needs to be reminded of Ben's age.
I did not lose my mind. My thought was this is a prime learning opportunity. Prime cut line learning opportunity.
Be a situational master, Ben.
Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas, age 43, New York Strip. David the Dad says Porterhouse. Carrie in McCook says age 60, ribeye. Kobe in Leland, North Carolina, age 26, says ribeye. He says this is, by the way, the different Kobe than the YouTube chat that ripped him yesterday for the alternate jerseys take. Different Kobe.
Yeah, that got a little weird, didn't it?
Fletch and Phillips, 56, ribeye. Ron says sirloin. That's the first one saying sirloin, Sip, on your behalf.
We have a breaker that addressed the calf situation.
Is it Petrenka?
It could have been. It's called a shank.
Oh, that's
not a cow on a cow. It's called a shank, not a calf. We learned something. We're learning today.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill, for the bourbon. for the bourbon advice. Thank you, whoever the texter is. It's a shank, not a calf on a cow. Good.
How about this? Bob is in Martell. He says, I'm going to Ruhlman's tonight for my favorite cut of meat, the filet. So they're going to get,
What's your advice to Bob on going to Ruhlman's?
Well, mine's different than most. My advice would be if you have the inclination or the passion that I do to eat at the bar. That is something that I know you hate that. I absolutely love that.
Me and you are 100%.
That is my deal. The one thing
I don't disparage you. I'm not criticizing you. We just don't have that. We don't share that.
But my only advice that I would give is to make sure that he gets those potatoes that we had that was in tapioca flour, was it? Remember that? There was tapioca flour. Remember when we talked about that on the show? Remember me and Schaefer talked about, we didn't know the two went together. So I'd make sure that you have that. So the sides will be incredible. And I would ask, I don't think you're out of line to say just by chance, is John Benton available or is...
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is Phil available? I'd like to just say hello to him. And I learned about this on the show, or had some listen to the show and because of the ticket. I don't think that's out of line whatsoever to ask for that. Now, John's probably more hands-on busy, just he oversees every plate that leaves.
Does Phil make the rounds?
Phil's making. Yeah. Remember, he talked about Phil has also washed dishes numerous nights. because Phil is not. It's not my job. It's not Phil.
This is my place. It looks great.
Imagine that. Hey, I'm gonna invent Gallup. I don't know. It sounds stupid. Now I'm going to do it. He's who invented Gallup. No.
He's the man. Okay. Swift and Lincoln, Kansas Cornhusker, Panama Doug, Joel in Wisconsin, Caribou Chili. How about that?
Oh, Caribou Chili. I like that.
That's actually someone listening from Anchorage, Alaska right now.
Whoa. Yes. That's incredible.
Yes. Vagabond is their name. Vagabond in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes.
Tuning in live today.
Yes.
How about that? Love it. Thank
you. I've never heard that we had an Anchorage listener.
Listening that's the live. First time. No, that's the first time. And also, I'm going to throw this out there right now. Next Friday, let's make a run. It's the first Friday before Husker
football.
Yeah, we can
go 50 state.
We're going to go 50 state run.
Yep. We're
going 50 state run like that.
I'm supportive.
Yeah, let's do that. Ben, be ready. You have to have
Ben, sit up in your chair.
Yeah, sit up. Yeah. Body language matters,
Pete
Ben.
Pete Bennett, Thunder Knot Collins, Gorilla Bear. I mean, we got a million. I can't read them all. Mankato Cougar, Nick and McCook.
McCook.
We've got Isaac.
Where?
The Plainsman. Isaac's in Lincoln. You want Lincoln listeners?
Yeah, we
there
want
you go.
Lincoln listeners.
One YouTube one real quick before I move on.
One.
Well, okay, several. We got Stephen, Allen, Corn PT, Walter in Pennsylvania.
Walter's a staple.
Tim is in age 47, likes buffalo is his favorite type of meat.
Is okay.
Buffalo is spicy. Well, now when you do get to Buffalo, which is incredible, that is where the burger comes in, is top notch. A buffalo burger.
Which you told me to get in Park City.
And how
Utah,
was it?
And I had it. I was tentative, but it was a great burger. Bill did not lead me astray.
I was tentative.
I was. I don't. I've had bison
that's the
before.
Word you want there?
I was. I've had a bison brat before. Oh, that is not for me. Ooh,
why?
Bad.
Why?
I'm against him. Buffalo burger. I can now do. I've tried a bison brat three times, and three times I said. One
no
bite,
go.
No.
There's no
and
chance.
And I love bratwurst. I love.
There's bratwurst. No go. Chance. You just what you said was made the most remarkable statement you've ever made. You had it three times and hated all three of them. If I take something once and I don't like it, I'm done.
I tried to make sure I wasn't crazy.
I'm one or two bites in and I'm done.
I got
and
you.
That's forever.
I was trying to make sure it was not just a bad experience the first time, second time again.
And then what the third time?
I said, this is it. I'll never have it. I'll never bite into
three
a bison
times
brat
what it takes
again,
for Jake ever. To say I'm done. That's incredible.
Yeah, three strikes and you're
out.
Come
better,
on.
He's better than us, Steve.
Oh,
can we take a moment real quick? Me and Steve talked about this just to talk about during
Please
Idle Chit Chat. What Jake Sorensen means to this station.
Oh, God.
When we talked about this remote.
Did we talk about this yesterday?
I got there a couple minutes ahead of you. Then you whipped in. We walked in together. It was Jake got there at 5 a.m. And he had everything set up. He had to carry all the equipment in the van. And he had to load the van up, carry all the stuff in, set up the table. And then he had it set up so it was visual, so we could see everything behind us. And then
there was a rhyme and reason to it.
Yes, everything he had set up was just incredible. Jake handles, and all we do, we come in.
Just clown act.
Yeah,
here comes the clown act.
Here come the two clowns.
Yep.
We come in, sit down, and start making random comments. Sports.
Jake,
yeah.
What's that?
Jake's diligently setting up quietly.
Yeah. And our notes are there.
Yep.
A pen is ready for
my
us.
My book. My Everything. Comfort book.
My comfort book is there.
He brings right the comfort book.
He brought the
I
comfort
left it
book.
In the book.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Know.
But you know, it's remarkable.
He does it at the station every day. He runs this place. Thank you, Jake Sorensen. If you get a chance, text in and let Jake let him know what he means to you.
This
guys.
Is embarrassing for you, I understand.
It is yeah. very embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but it's
that.
True, and we did talk about it.
He's
it's,
also
it's remarkable.
He's the big toe of the station.
Yes.
He's who people lean. If there's any question that has to be asked, who do they call first?
I mean, I know.
It's Jake.
Yeah,
yeah anything going on, anything at all, Jake handles everything.
Jake,
very
are
kind
you okay?
of you. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. It's very kind. Appreciate the
yeah,
words.
You handled yesterday really well.
It went well. We had one glitch before the show, and after that, it was
We
fun.
Didn't know it.
I know. During the show,
didn't
no
even
problems
tell us.
At all.
We just walked
I kept
in.
It quiet. You guys were talking to Phil and John. I said, I got this. We'll be all right here. And it was. Thanks to young Ben for pointing it out to me. It was good. Quinn in Milford, Zach in North Platte on YouTube. Josh on the treadmill likes brisket. Eric in Beaver City. Doug.
Eight treadmill ounce, and brisket. You just tied that together.
Eight
that was
ounce
incredible.
Filet. Bolt is listening. Greg. Michael, Phil Ruhlman says, hello. Thanks,
Phil.
Guys. The bar seats are ready for you, coach.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Why do you like sitting at the bar?
What's that? I like conversation. Yeah, I like conversation.
He also says, Cornelius Angus is really hard to beat. Phil point yes. follows up with that.
So Phil's listening?
He's watching the show. He's commenting on YouTube. He's watching
Phil
the
goes
show?
Out and picks out the cows himself and takes them to Hastings where they get processed.
I feel somewhat honored that Phil listens to our show.
Yeah, that it is an honor. Ruhlman's is listening to us.
They
yeah.
are. Doug, AWD, there you go.
BWD. I'm not joking about the text.
Yeah, well, it feels
accomplished.
And you know, yeah, like you said, what he's done is incredible. Just not forget, too, I guarantee if Phil's not home, he's probably at the
steakhouse. He's probably at the steakhouse.
He's out there. He's doing something.
That place, I hope people understand.
John Benton was on 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. And
if max, 2 hours max.
That place is regal. I mean, it is really a stately environment.
It is.
Stamped concrete.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Oh,
stop by at 48th and Holdridge today. Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln.
The spirit animal of Lincoln is Sarah.
Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food at EJ's Bar Lounge. Where would you want to go besides that?
No but place.
Madsen's is the place
Ruhlman's.
To be.
Ruhlman's.
Well, Ruhlman's.
You can do both.
Yeah. Bowl and then go get some steak.
Well, think about
or
who
eat steak and go bowl.
Think who we're hooked into. Madsen's and Ruhlman. And
probably
the bird.
The two most
popular. And the bird.
The two most popular.
And the bird.
Three, and the bird. The three most popular. It kind of hits different type of situations also. So we're at the
epicenter. There's leisure Madsen's.
Yes.
There's leisure.
An activity. Because I don't see myself doing a bunch of fitness at Rules.
No.
Ruhlman's.
No. Ruhlman's more date, wife, you know, maybe a family gathering.
Yeah.
And then the bird, just let's pop in and get some breakfast.
Yeah. Tell you one thing about we'll talk about the bird later, I'm sure.
We will.
You want to get to some football?
Sports?
Today is a beautiful day in the world of sports because tomorrow, this is the last day we will not have college football this season. Tomorrow?
That's an interesting way to look
tomorrow up. We have four games, and they're not exhibition. They actually count in week zero of college football. It'll begin at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., a great one.
Florida State and Georgia Tech live from Aviva Stadium in Dublin, which all three of us have been in Aviva Stadium in Dublin. That, by the way, is on
ESPN.
Then at 3 p.m. on FS1, you can watch Montana State at New Mexico.
That's the two games that intrigue me the most is that one and then the Nevada game.
And then at that one at 7 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, SMU at Nevada. And, of course, the nightcap, we don't know if they've made it all there yet to Hawaii.
There should be an update today.
Delaware State, who I think I saw is a 49.5-point underdog against Hawaii.
49.5.
At 11 p.m. on
Timmy Chang.
Local TV in Hawaii.
Timmy Chang is the coach.
Is the coach, yes.
Florida State is Bill Connolly of SP Plus thinks FSU will easily cover. This is the most intriguing thing to me. Now, I'm going to be distracted tomorrow, and you know why. 80% of the crowd will be FSU. 80% of the crowd in Dublin will be FSU, which means what?
Whoa!
Thank you.
Whoa!
And that will be the way to enter the college football season.
That is a good way to enter the season.
He's very good.
With FSU fans doing the war chant in Dublin.
Now, does Marty do it? Does Marty do the chant?
Is Marty going?
That's a good question.
And why is Marty not?
He's not there, nor is any of his family. I don't think any of them went. I'm a little surprised by
that's
it, too.
That's a missed opportunity for Marty.
Did Norvell honk?
Oh, no, Marty. I discussed this with Marty. Marty's been traveling a lot.
Okay. Well,
he's been a lot of travel. Keep going,
and he's coming back to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he'll be inducted.
Ag Park.
Yes, at Ag Park, Agricultural Park on, I think, September 5th is the date. September 5th.
I'm getting my tickets today.
By the way, Florida, you mentioned this, the spread is 10.5 in favor of Florida State tomorrow.
It's only 10.5.
In Dublin.
I'm very intrigued with the New Mexico game. I texted with head coach Bronco Mendenhall yesterday.
Oh, that's a...
Yes,
that's conversation. A
name drop.
Yeah, name dropped. I did name drop
there. Wait a second.
There.
Where's he coaching?
What's that? New Mexico.
He's at New Mexico.
Bronco Mendenhall.
Am I missing something here? Because the spread in this game is Montana State, a 13.5-point favorite at New Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of where things are right now. They have a lot of work to do at New Mexico. Montana State, I think, is preseason top five.
It's FCS program.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
Preseason
though.
Top five FCS.
Yes.
Okay.
That's still a little bit of a shocker.
13.5?
Yeah.
Well, we're
on the road at New Mexico.
Well, we're on the FCS jag now, and again, this is just my sources. This is not simple. Yesterday I had some interesting conversations. Don't be surprised at all if NDS. I know Bill's not going to agree with this. North Dakota State beats Colorado. Don't be surprised. Colorado's in disarray. There's a level of disarray there. Don't be surprised. I'm not going to do the gambling thing quite yet.
Ooh, this is not a gambling show.
No, this is not. I'm not going to do it quite yet. Not quite yet. There's no way Colorado will cover. I mean, there's I wouldn't be surprised if NDSU wins that game, based on what I'm hearing. They're having trouble.
Is there an inside story here that we're unaware of that I've not read? Is there something?
Hey, the early spread.
Are we holding off for later in the show? Because you can't.
Not later in the show.
We're going all the way till next week with this information?
The early spread in that game, Colorado against North Dakota State, is the Buffalo's 9.5-point favorites.
Ooh, okay, well, that's not very much. I thought it'd be more
as of right now.
That'd be more than that. That should come down.
SMU, Nevada. SMU is a 25-point favorite in that game against Nevada.
Wait a second, really?
25.
Oh yeah, you guys said Nevada's terrible.
SMU was incredible last year. They returned a lot of their team. They've made the move to the ACC. They're kind of, things are going the right direction.
Nevada's bad,
and they have a brand new coach. This is the start of it. Yes. So
who's their coach?
What's that? Jeff Choate.
Choate is Nevada's coach. I'll be damned. Okay.
And remember that's where Matt Lubick is the offensive coordinator.
That's right.
Now, I misspoke.
So you will be watching.
I misspoke a little bit. I said the spread was 49.5, Nevada, Delaware State. It's 40.5. It's still a lot. But
wait a second. Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is a 40.5-point favorite against Delaware State tomorrow night, 11 p.m. in Hawaii.
Let's rewind a little bit. We've jumped all over the map. So Hawaii is a
40.5-point favorite against Delaware State, 11 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night.
What SMU Nevada?
SMU is a 25-point favorite on the road at Nevada.
What would you do there?
Ooh, I don't know, but I see why the number is what it is.
Okay,
but
you don't
first
have to,
game,
I don't expect you to gamble on here. What about the other
Montana
one?
Montana State on the road at New Mexico is a 13.5-point favorite against Bronco Mendenhall and New Mexico
and the Noles.
And Florida State against Georgia Tech, neutral site in Dublin. Florida State's a 10.5-point favorite. By the way, 10th ranked preseason Florida State, unranked Georgia Tech.
Bennett weighed in. Bennett is Marty's son. Good quarterback battle. He says DJ.
Uiagalelei.
Thank you. First game in Norvell's offense versus Haynes King, who ran the Georgia Tech offense last year.
If you recall, last year, one of the most fascinating games was Georgia Tech against Miami. Miami should have just kneeled the ball to end the game. They kept running it. They fumbled. Georgia Tech got the ball back, and Haynes King had the miracle touchdown, a big heave to beat.
That was incredible.
Miami. He's
all
a good player. He's
do
a good player.
Just
he's
take
a good
a
quarterback.
Knee. Just take a knee. The game's over.
Mario.
Yeah.
But Haynes King is a good player, though. He's a good quarterback.
Okay, so I don't know. I mean, I'm interested in that game. It's going to be very distracting to someone who's supposed to be working tomorrow.
DJ's a 50-something percent passer, 58% passer for his career.
Not great.
Yeah, not great.
Hmm. Clemson, Oregon State, now Florida State for DJ Uiagalelei.
See what that game looks like. I can't not watch it. I mean, I got to work tomorrow. It's very, very much a problem for me because I got to take 3 hours out of the day probably.
Got to work.
Would you say then that DJ is a step down from Jordan Travis significantly or not from last year?
Yes.
Easily? Yes. No questions. Easily. Okay.
Yes. Easily. Yes. Yes.
You're not leaving open the possibility of development.
No, I'm not saying that he can't move. But no, if right now, if you ask every single Florida, Bennett, ask Bennett and ask him to say to my nephew, that'd be a nephew, correct?
Correct.
Ask him, Bennett, would you like to have Jordan Travis right now or DJ right now?
He'd like to have Travis.
It'd be 100%.
100.
Yes.
He was good. Travis was, I mean,
he was solid.
A Heisman threat.
Before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Undefeated team when he left.
Yeah.
He was a big reason why.
Well, 11 a.m. tomorrow.
By the way, on YouTube, Montana Husker says, Sip just jinxed North Dakota. The Buffs will win by 50 points now, probably next Thursday.
No. I don't believe in jinxes, number one. I mean,
the simple jinx. People have said that's a real thing before.
I don't believe in jinxes. I don't. Nothing. I don't believe in the no-hitter jinx. Mm-hmm. I don't. None of that stuff applies. It's just weak-minded stuff. Ooh, hello.
So you'd be the one like...
I'd be like, you got it.
It's in the eighth inning like that right there.
Let's roll.
He says
how about that? No hits, huh? What are you feeling? That's got to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. This won't happen again. Anyway, good luck out there. Let's do it.
I got your back.
You got your back. I'm a shortstop.
If there's a ball my way, I'll
vacuum that up. Yeah. Oh, man. What's going through your head? This is craziness. This is crazy town. No one's got a hit off of you yet, and you're going into your last inning, and everyone knows it. They're watching.
The world is watching.
The world is watching you.
I'm not saying I would go overboard, but I wouldn't dance around the subject. It's weird. Like, come on.
Let's whisper to him.
He had the no-no going. He knows he has the no-no going. I mean, come on. No, I don't believe in simple jinxes.
Okay, well, people do. So that's the way it is. All right, there's your games tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing four. We can watch three for sure. The fourth one, again, we'll find the local Spectrum in Hawaii and hopefully stream it somewhere if we can.
I'm not going to do that.
I think Bill's the best chance to
watch. I'm going to give it a shot. It's 11 o'clock kick. That's late for me.
It's a Saturday.
I like to be in bed by about 8:45.
You can watch it in
bed. Football season, I stay up late. Yeah. I do. I'm always. It's at least one something. I'm always watching the last game.
Is Leighton around?
Yeah. What's that? House Bender will not be. He's moved. He's running Peter Keyword out of
Kansas City. He comes back sometimes, doesn't he?
He'll come back.
Can somebody help you with the TV is what I'm getting at.
I can usually man it pretty well. I can man the remote pretty good. But it's a lot to – it's a downer because Pac-12 After Dark was always incredible. There's always a couple Pac-12 games to watch, and it's
I know you like
and
that.
And so that was, yeah.
Went till midnight or 1 a.m.
Yeah. It's a downer. Mountain West is going to take that over. That's what's going to be what happens to it now.
There's John Butler. John Butler just walked by.
Walked by. Yeah. Francis DC. D-backs coach. Sorry. No. Well, by the way, Walter says the Sipple jinx is 10,000% real.
No.
Walter. Well, Delco.
Jinxes don't exist. No.
Before I get to break, I know you don't have steak today, so you're hungry. I can tell you're hungry. It's a Friday. I think you should go to Early Bird for breakfast.
You should
after
just make
the
drive over, Steve. Do you have media today?
I do have media today, but tomorrow's a possibility.
Okay, well, you want something like breakfast burritos? Does that sound good to you?
What do you think?
They can put anything in it that you want, Steve.
Do you like chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Does that sound good to you?
It sounds filling and good, yes.
How about cinnamon roll pancakes? How's that sound to you?
It sounds a little
How about
good.
A famous hash hole?
Hash hole!
Hash hole!
What was that? What was that?
That was...
It just came out.
That was the car out of gas.
You won't do it. No.
Hash hole! Hash hole!
Hash hole!
That was better.
Way to go. Early Bird, the place for that. 19th and K in Lincoln. Three locations also in Omaha. Lots of parking, free at 19th and K.
Something that's never happened because I think the popularity has taken off, which I saw. This has never been. I came in a few minutes later today than normal. And even though they opened at 6:30, there was a line.
On a Friday, I completely believe that.
There was line outside of the Bird. There was probably 14 people in line.
Really?
Just to get in there.
That place is popular.
Yeah, to get in there. They want to get that early, get the first... Early Bird gets the
pancake.
So you want to get in there early. But they were lined up. There's probably 14.
It says on the wall. I took a picture one time, sent it to you. It says pancake on the wall.
Yes. You did. You did.
So now you know that's real.
Yeah.
Early Bird, 19th Decay. Yeah, stop by today. Right. Wonderful place. When we come back, Aging Gracefully next and an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.